Where's Amelia's Jewel? Back in the field, but running on strongly. As for a overpass, Red Can Man, 100 left to go. Overpass, as for a Amelia's Jewel coming. She's coming at the rate of knots. Overpass, Amelia's Jewel. She lunged. Did she get there? I don't know. She came. She came like a train. Amelia's Jewel got to Overpass in the shadows. A photo here in the Quokka.
Oh, she came like a train, but she didn't get the bob. And Overpass won the inaugural Quokka, and it was almost the end of Train of Bjorn Baker, the celebrations that ensued. And we get to see the same trifecta going head-to-head in a return bout in this year's Quokka as well. And Bjorn's over there enjoying all the festivities and the build-up. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very good. Thanks, Michael. Good to be back. And even listening to that race last year, it was a little bit strange because I had Shades of Rose and I was sort of watching for her. She had a really good run, and Overpass, he looked like he was sort of in trouble on the corner, and he kept kicking and kicking and kicking, and then I thought he had got beaten on the line. So I was never at any stage confident that he had won.
You are known as one of the great celebrators, which we love in racing. What was the post-Quokka celebrations like?
Yeah, it was pretty amazing, and well, I guess Derby Racing, they've been amazing supporters for me, firstly, and then, of course, Ram Racing, who I've got to know pretty well now. They had Overpass in the Everest slot as well. I caught up a lot of them yesterday at the Western Trilogy lunch, and they're really good guys too. They've got a horse or two in the stable as well, and so it was a great night, and it, I think even we went for a quiet few beers on Sunday afternoon, and that was a great fun session. So really good to be back. I enjoy it over here. It's a great place.
Oh, you enjoy it, and so does Overpass. He's won $2.8 million from just two starts in the West. Has he settled in back in his home away from home?
Yeah, well, I went to the Simon Miller. He's stable there, Overpass and Malkovich, and they're right next to King of Sparta. And I must say, he looks very, very well. He's going to be right in the race. But, yeah, I'm happy with Overpass. I think he looks probably very similar to how he did last year. And Malkovich, I've got to say, looks absolutely great. So really happy with how they both travelled over. I think they're both ready to run good races.
Well, he's been the headline, Overpass, but it's a great effort to get two in the race for Derby Racing as well. And Malkovich, he's just a ball of speed. So depending on how the track plays, he never know. He could do what Overpass did last year. What's your gut feel about how he will perform from that good gate, Barrier 2?
Yeah, I guess we thought we had to reinvent him. He's probably not the sharpest, fastest horse over 1,000 and 1,100 than he was. So he's been running super races over 1,200, even though he's yet to win at that trip. His run at Rosehill last time to finish second was enormous. He had to do a heap of work from the outside. And prior to that, I thought he ran well in the Canterbury Stakes over 1,300. And he ran very well in the race before, where I think King of Sparta won. So he's been going super. We've been keeping him on the fresh side. And from gate two, he looks to jump and lead. And the key with him is not to go too slow. So I think hopefully Ben Mallum's okay.
I don't know if he's going to look. They've at this stage cleared him from a fracture, but he's still in hospital having scans, so he's probably a bit of a long shot to make it over to WA for the ride.
Yeah, he might be in doubt, which is a bit of a blow, but hopefully he's okay. That's the main thing. And I think he's definitely in the race, Malkovich. I think he's in great order, he's in career best form, and he looks fantastic.
There's a few people that think Overpass should be favourite. Do you think he should be favourite, or is Amelia's again the one to beat?
Oh, it's actually a tough race when you go through it. You never get overly confident. So Amelia's Jewel, you've only got to look at her win record, 9 from 14. She was extremely unlucky in the Golden Eagle. She got knocked down at a key time. And even her form from the spring, I looked at it yesterday. She bit Pride of Jenny. She's a superstar mare, and her first up run was really good. You've got Bell in the Patina there. second in the TJ. She, I think they said at the lunch yesterday, she's won in excess of 8 or 9 million, so she's a great mare. You've got a lot of the locals that are going pretty well too, King of Sparta. So it's never an easy race. You never get carried away. I guess the one thing that gives us a little bit of confidence is that we're going to be in the right at the pointy end of the race, and hopefully luck can be taken out a little bit for both Malkovich and Overpass.
Yeah, it's going to be a cracker. You'll be over in the West looking on at your runners in Sydney and Renaissance Woman. I think she finally gets a race that kind of suits her. She's been going well up against the top echelon. What's your thoughts in the JRA on Saturday?
Yeah, I just think that the last the race last Saturday, she sort of jumped midfield and then drifted back and back and back, and they didn't go nearly as quick as I was hoping, so it really turned into a bit of a sprint home that's not going to suit her. She's got a good gait on Saturday. She's rock hard fit, Zach Lloyd on. Should be able to be a lot closer, and I think the 2,000 will suit ideally now. So I think she's a really good each-way chance and probably over the odds.
Yeah. Is she a horse that would like a little cut out of the ground, or is she just as good on a good track?
Oh, I don't think it matters too much with her. I think she's pretty consistent either way. A little bit of cut wouldn't do any harm, though, for sure.
I know a star you've got going around in race number 9 as well. Good return run.
Yeah, he went super first up. He was a revelation last time. He likes to roll forward and really pull the pressure on mid-race. So he's always an exciting horse to watch here. It's Winchat, who I think is the first emergency, also likes to go forward. So that could make it a little bit tougher. But he's in great order. I think he's going super, and his first up run I thought was phenomenal. So definitely he's going to be fitter second time, 1,400.
And you've got a couple at a decent price. Watergoss is about $12 first up in the last, and War Eternals are 60-1. Pop, do we put Watergoss in the quaddie?
Oh, for sure. War Eternal will need it. He's had a long time off. But I think what he goes is his trials have been excellent. Last time in, he was in great form. We've got Nashra Willer. He'll put himself in the first four, so he'll take luck out of it. And I think he's going really, really well. His work on Tuesday was excellent, so I think he's definitely over the odds.
All right, we'll be following those. I might as well ask you, because you're here, have you got something for us today at Hawkesbury?
Probably going to struggle today. I think Omzaki's a very nice stayer, but he'll probably need it first up. And Negroni, she's fit. She's ready to run a good race, and probably what doesn't look the strongest race, but she's going to have to improve on what she's done.
Much on the agenda today over there?
A little bit of a quiet lunch today. Looked at the horses. I've got a little bit of bookwork to catch up on, and I just took the kids to breakfast. So I've ticked up a couple of key points already, thankfully.
That'll clear the decks nicely. Enjoy the build up to the Quokka. Good luck on Saturday, Bjorn.
Brilliant. Thanks, Michael.